Okay, so we're holding here Pasuk Tes, Paragimel Pasuk Tes, and again, the Tes and Yud go together here. So, Apir Yoin Asalei HaMelech Shleimai Me'atzei HaLevonein. Let's come with the Rashi first. Apir Yoin is like a, the Mitzvah touches it, Hamita Shenoisim by Hakalos. So it's like they used to carry a kala on this fancy like chair with a big canopy over it. It was like a big box. So, but it was a fancy thing. So Apirion Asalei HaMelech Shleimai Me'atzei HaLevonein. So HaMelech Shleimai made this Apirion Me'atzei HaLevonein. So Rashi learns, again, Shleimai till now has been referring to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And in the Pesukim before, we were talking about the Mishkan. And that was all in response to the Ashuras Ashchina that we're answering the Goyim, where it's coming from. So Rashi says it's referring to the Oyel Mayed, Shenikva Mimishkan Shiloi, Asalei Apirion Chupas Keser Lekavid. So again, I'm not sure exactly Rashi's saying it's referring to the Oyel Mayed, and that Oyel Mayed was like a chuppah, a Keser Lekavid. It was like an honorable thing for Klal Yisrael. So that's how Rashi learns. It was made me'atzei halavonin, and the Mishkan was made from the atzei shitim, which are from levonin. Let's just do the next pasuk as well.
What? What's shitim?
Cedar wood. Yeah. Yeah. Levonin is Lebanon. Atzei levonin. So amudav asa chesef. Now the amudim were made out of silver. When we talk, when we go to the Gain, we'll see more what this means. Rifidasai zahav. Rifidasai is like the sheets, the curtains are made out of gold. Merkavai argaman. Merkavai is literally means the what we'll see. Let's what
the seats.
The seats. So let's see. So Rashi says Rifidasai. He says Mishkanai. Rashi says Rifidasai means Mishkavai uMishkanai. Rifidasai is like almost like a bed where you lay. So he says that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resided, al HaKapayres Shehu Zav. So Rashi learns, Refidasai Zav is referring to the Kapayres, where Hashem Shechina was, that was his place of laying, so to speak, or of dwelling. And Rashi says, Merkavi Argaman is referring to the Pareches, Shehu Talui V'Reichev, al Kleintzais Me'amud La'amud. A Merkavi is something you ride. So a Merkav, you ride it. So he says, it's the Pareches, that was hanging and riding on hooks. So it was like hanging from the hooks. Toichai Ratzuf Ahava Mibinois Yerushalayim. And the inside was Ratzuf Ahava. So Rashi learns it means, Ratzuf usually means like a lot of things going together in an order quickly. Ratzuf, it's like running, it's a seder. So Rashi says, Sidur Beritzvas Ava. There was this order of Ava, which was the Arayin, the Kapayres, the Kruvim, the Luchais. There was a lot of things of Ava going on. Mi Benois Yerushalayim, from the Benois Yerushalayim, is referring to Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, because they are Yerayim and Shleimim, says Rashi. Shalayim stands for Yarei and Shalayim, the Yerayim and Shleimim.
So, Ritzvah could also be flooring, like Ritzvah.
But here it says Ratzuf.
Ratzuf means a continuous.
Could be a Ritz was called that, because like a continuous thing. Could be. So that's how Rashi's learning is describing here the different things of the Mishkan. The Gain over here says Apirion Asalei HaMelech Shleimai. So he learns the word Apirion. Rashi said it was referring to the whole Oyel Mayed. He says it's referring specifically Pirush Cheder. He says Apirion is a room. V'hu HaMishkan. He's also saying it's referring to the Mishkan. But Me'atzei HaLevonein Pirush Me'etzim Yekarim Ma'id Ve'in Atzei Shitim. That it was made out of very expensive and precious wood. That's what Atzei HaLevonein mean. And those are the Atzei Shitim. Very similar. Rashi didn't have on Atzei HaLevonein. Rashi just said on the Apirion is referring to the Mishkan. Okay. Amudav Asa Chesef. So these are the Amudim, are made out of silver. So again, Rashi didn't say anything here, but the Gain says Hey Mamude HaChatzer, it's referring to the Amudim of the Chatzer, Sha'aleim Hoyu HaKloim, that on the Amudim hung the curtains of the Chatzer, and the Pasuk says that the Vavim, the hooks, and the Chashukeyem, Betzipu Roshayim Kasef. So the taps of the Amudim of the Chatzer were silver. They themselves were not silver, but the taps were silver, and the hooks that you hung things on were silver. So all the different things, and also was wrapped in a silver Chashukim, it was wrapped like in a silver strand around the Amudim of the Chatzer. So therefore, that's why the Pasuk refers to the Amudim, Asa Kesef. They weren't made out of silver, but there was a lot of silver there. Rifi Dasai, so Rashi said that's the Makam where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides or lays. So the Gaon also says, Hua Aren, Shesham Shachar Kvayd Hashem. That's referring to the Aren where the Shekhinah resided there. Now he says, Merkavai Argaman. So Merkavai Argaman, Rashi says, referring to the Pareiches, but he learns differently. And he says, Heim Hayiriyos Shel Taila Shani Utcheles Vizav Argaman. It's referring to the Yiriyos that go on top. The roof of the Mishkan was Yiriyos of all different types of materials. V'nikra Merkavai. So why is it called Merkavai? Why is it called the place where Hashem, where He rides? So Rashi, so the Gaon says, Shezehu Iker HaMishkan. Kimoy Shekasa Vasisa Krasim LaMishkan, Uviyirois Izim Michse Lo'oyel Al HaMishkan. The Iker Mishkan was the top. And when described, Rashi says it in Chumash as well. And it says the word, the Mishkan, referring to the different parts, referring to the top curtains that made it into a Mishkan. You have the Atzei Shittim, the Amudim, but the Oyel was the Mish, called the Mishkan. So therefore, what? So therefore he's saying, when you want to say where Hashem, so to speak, rides, means where he sits and dwells, and you're referring to the Mishkan itself. That's why it's called Merkavai. So what is the Ikar HaMishkan? The Ikar HaMishkan is those curtains on top. That's why he says they're made of argaman. Argaman is the most precious or most expensive of the different colored wools that there are. And then he says, argaman heim dailid chayas hamerkava. Harishain v'achran huechad v'zel merkava argaman. I don't know exactly what this means. It's alpi Kabbalah, obviously. But basically, the malachim that are part of the Chayas HaMerkava are Uriel, Raphael, Gavriel, and Michael. So the Rashi Teva says Aleph, Reish, Gimel, Mem. And then sometimes they're called, there's Nuriel also. Could be Michael, and Nuriel might be the same. That's what he means, Harishan, Vakram, Echad. But basically, if you spell that out, Aleph, Reish, Gimel, Mem, Nun, those five Malachim are Rashi Teva's Argamon. So Argamon is a Rashi Tevis to the Dal Chayas HaMerkava, and even though there's five letters here, but two of them are the same. Arishan Vachron Hu Echad. The Aleph Uriel and the Nun Nuriel are really the same, but I guess they have two different names. Vizel Merkava Argamon. So when they call about the Chayas HaMerkava, those are the Chayas, the Malachim, the carry Hashem's chariot, so to speak. So that's why it's called Argamon. Toichei Rotzu Vava. Inside this Mishkan, we're talking about the general Mishkan, is Ratz of Ava, is filled with Ava, because that's where the Shechina is on the Kruvim. The Kruvim represent the Ava of Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's when they're facing each other, Chazal tell us. So that's the symbol of the Ava. So in this pasuk here, according to the Gaon, the Shlomo HaMelech is continuing to talk about very big inyanim and Mokim Shechinasa Yisbarach, which is the Mishkan. And we talked about it earlier. We talked about the Sanhedrin in the Pesukim before. And now we're coming to talk about the Mishkan itself in this Pasuk. And obviously there's a lot of Nistar here. You know, he's just saying different things. When we talk about Ashras HaShechina, there's a lot of Nistar. And actually in the second Pirish of the Gaon, on this pasuk, so Reb Revda writes at the bottom, he says, Haydieni, it became known to me, B'shem HaYodea B'nistaris, those who know the hidden Torah, Ki pirish zesha rabbeinu ha'derech hanistar. Says this second pirish, it became known to me by the people who know these things that this is all alpi kabbalah. I know exactly what those cryptic words mean. So he says v'hayoyis ki lo higati l'midazu, since I'm not holding there. So then, like I've already told you, I've told you this before, he says, so I have nothing to say on this pasuk, and finished. So he says, it's just one maramakam, he says to you too. So basically the idea over here is that there's a lot of nister here, and that's why you see clearly, even the first shot, the guy starts throwing in the chayis hamerkava, so there's a lot of nister over here. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk, which is the last pasuk in Paragimel. Go out and look in the king Shlaimai, in the crown that his mother crowned for him. So Rashi says B'nai Siyoin is referring to Banim Shemetsuyanim Lai, the Banim who are special and excel. Right, it says by Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Milam Shei Mitzuyanim Sham. They were identifiable. They were special. What are they special about? The Klal Yisrael, the Benay Siyoin, B'Milo, B'Tzvilin, U'V'Tzitzis. You look at a Yid, you see something identifiable about him. He has a Bris Milo. He's wearing Tzvilin. He's wearing Tzitzis. So it says, go look out, Benay Siyoin, B'Melech Shleimai, B'Atara She'itrulay Imai. So Rashi learns it's referring to the Ayamayid. This crown is the Ayamayid. Shumu Utter Begavonim. It's crowned. Mutter means decorated with different colors. Tcheles Vargamim V'Seila Ashani. Now, B'Yoyim Chasunasai, right, he says, referring to Yoyim Matan Teira She'ichru Lohem Lemelech V'Kiblu Ulay. This is Klal Yisrael. They were crowning Hashem as the king on the day of Matan Torah, when they were mekabel him as the king. Uv'yayim Simchas Liboy is the day that the Mishkan was Neschanek in the Midbar, which also was a happy day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ashras HaShchina. Now in the middle here, Rashi is going to bring a Medrash, but we're going to wait till we get to the Gaon to see this Medrash. So the Rashi, it's referring to the Ohel Moed, because we're talking about the Ohel Moed, which is a continuation from before. But at the same time, it's telling about the milas of Klal Yisrael. We got the Mishkan, we got the Ohel Moed, number one, because we were in Kabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the king, and then on the Chanukah Sabayis, on the Shmini Lemiluah. So the Gaon says over here like this. I'm going to mix and match also between the Gaon and the first parish and the second parish. So the Gaon says, Sanarana, go out and look. So the Gaon says, who are we throwing out? Who go out? Who should go out? Says the Gaon, Kiksi v'chaladam lo yeh ba'al mayim. We've been talking about the Mishkan until now. We talked about the Ashras, Ashchina, and the Aron, the Kadesh HaKadoshim. So he says, who should go out? It says, no person is allowed to be in the Ba'al mayim, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes in. And Chazal say, who what do you mean? Kol Adam Lo Yeh Ba'al Moed. Even Malachim, Chayis HaKodesh, Dichsiv Dmus Peneim Bnei Adam, their faces have a form of a person, so they're called Kol Adam. They can't be, we're sending them out of the Kodesh HaKodashim when the Kohen Gadol comes in. V'zeu Tzenu Re'enu Bnei Siyoin. So that's what he's saying. Go out, Malachim, and look at the Bnei Siyoin. Who are the Bnei Siyoin? Those are the Tamidei Chachamim, Shei Mitzuyanim B'Halacha. They are Mitzuyanim B'Halacha. They're excellent, identifiable in Halacha. So we're sending the Malachim. So the first thing is, Rebbe points out here, that it sounds like B'derech Klal there are Malachim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes in, they get thrown out. But B'derech Klal they're there. And he says, Rebbe Yankiv Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov also says the same thing in Parshas Acharemos. They see the concept that there were malachim usually in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now over here, we're throwing the malachim out. Now Rebbe just wants to ask the following question, and he says, L'chaira, that happened once a year. We're talking about till now the milas of the Ashras HaShchina, the Sanhedrin, things that were constantly happening. Once a year we threw out the Malachim from the Kodesh HaKadoshim when the Kohen Gadol came in. So why is that like put here as one of the big milas of or the parts of the Shvach or whatever we're talking about here of the Mishkan when it's a one time a year thing? So he wants the Taina He wants to tie in a very gishmak. It's the Gain L'Shitasai, and there's a Meshechachm about this as well in Parshas Acharemais. The Gain L'Shitasai holds, this is Sipornai also talks about it, the Gain holds that even though Kayanim Gedolim were not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim except on Yom Kippur with the Avodah Yom Kippurim, but Aaron HaKayin in the 40 years of the Midbar was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wished, as long as he did the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. As long as he did that, because it'd be on a Tuesday, today, whatever today is, in Kislev, right? So it's, what's today, Yod Kislev? So he would, if Aaron HaKayin decides to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim today, he could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. That's the Gain Shita. Now, the Gain, it's very gishmak, it's not for now, but it's very gishmak in the Pesukim in Parshas Achremais. It answers up why, when you learn Rashi there, there's one Pasuk that is totally out of order. Rashi says, B'shem the Gemara, it's out of order. And if the Fi the Gain, it makes a lot of sense. Why, normally, if a regular situation is out of order, but for Aaron HaKayin, the rest of the year, it is in order. A lot of different things get answered. And the Meshechachma explains the reason very simply, why is there taka this this exception? Like, what's the pshat? So the answer is, the Meshechachma says, what did Aaron HaKayin do on Yom Kippur? What was he mechaper in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? For Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadosha. That's what Rashi says, the Gemara says. That when there's inadvertent Tumah throughout the Mishkan, so we need a Kapara. So you have the Par and the Sar, does all the Kapara. In the Midbar, Klal Yisrael, where everyone was living in close proximity to the Mishkan. And therefore, it was all to happen that Tumas Mikdash and Kadashav, as uncommon as it would be in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Mishkan and the Midbar, it's possible that it was more common to happen. Because first of all, people are in close proximity. Number two, you were not allowed to eat basar, shchutim, in the Midbar unless you brought a karban. Right? You're not allowed to eat, right? You can't just go shecht in your backyard if you want a supper. Got to bring a karban shlamim. There was no concept of basar or chulin being shechted. So people were constantly, you want to go eat supper, you got to bring a karban. So memela, there was much more of a chance that they needed more kaparas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and therefore if Aaron HaKayin felt, for whatever, however he knew that they needed the kapara, he was allowed to go in and do the Avodas Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Zakt Rav Brevda, so it's very gishmak, because in the Midbar, this tak also was could have been a more constant thing. It wasn't only once a year, could happen more times that Aaron HaKayin goes in, and we kick out the Malachim, because Kol Adam Lo Yiyah Ba'Omai B'Vayi L'Chaper B'Kodesh. So that's that. Now, what exactly is going on over here that we're kicking out the Malachim and we're telling them, go look at the Talmid HaChachamim? So that's also a very long schmooze, but the basic idea is that it's brought down, there's a Taisus in Saita that brings this down, and there's numerous Midrashim, that there were a couple times in history, one by Kriyas Yamsuf, one by Shol HaMelech, when he went out the day he knew he was, Shmuel told him with the Mechashev that he's going to be killed the next day. He goes out to war with his sons, and Shmuel said, you're going to be with me, b'mechitzasi. Certain times in history, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers the Malachim, and he tells them, Ru'u Briya Shabarasi. The Malachim, the Tainid, when Hashem went to create the world, certain Malachim Tainid, Ma Enoish Kisiz Kirenu, what are you creating, man? It's not worth it. So every once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, I'm going to show you what I meant. Ru'u Briya Shabarasi. Klal Yisrael went into the Yamsuf with full Amunah, they went into the water, up to their noses, about to die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered the Malachim and said, Ru'u Briya Shabarasi. Shaul's going out, like it's a chasana, the Medrash says, even though he's going to his death with his children, but he knows it's the right thing to do. Ru Briya Shabarasi. So there is this concept of the Malachim being shown what a person is. You Tainid, why should we create man? He's not going to be able to achieve things. He's going to fall. He's going to fail. All these different types of things. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, I have it in mind. Ru Briya Shabarasi. So there's this concept of Tzen Orena. We tell the Malachim, you got to leave and go look at the Talmud Chacham Shem Mitzuyanim Mahalacha. Now, who's allowed in the Ayel Mayid? The only person allowed in the Ayel Mayid is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol. Now, Brevda has a whole shtickle. I don't know if he brings it here or not, but it's a whole shtickle because there's a steer in Midrashim. The Medrash says no one's allowed to be in the Ayel Mayid, even Malachim. Frak the Medrash, so how's the Kohen Gadol allowed to be there? So, Zok the Medrash, because the Kohen Gadol is a Malach. And Yom Kippur is like a Malach. So I thought Malachim are not allowed to be there. So that doesn't answer the question. So the answer is that everybody says Pashat. A Malach can't be there. But a person who grows and turns into a Malach, that already he's allowed to be there. That's a different type of Malach. That's earned Malach. That's an earned Malach. So that's why it's Tzadnerena, when we kick the Malachim out for the Kayin Gadol, we want to explain to them, Rubriya Shabarasi. There's a concept of a man who's even bigger than you. There's a man that's bigger than you who could get into the Kayish HaKadashim. And we're saying it's not only the Kayin Gadol, go look at the Tamid HaKamim, Shei Mitzuyanim Bahalacha. So now, continues the guy, Sheitraloi Imai, Heima Tamid HaKamim. The Tamid HaKamim have this Atara. Now, Vamru Chazal. The Chazal say as follows, and this is the Medrash Rashi brings. And in the second Pirush, the guy brings it a little bit more barichas. There's a Medrash Chacham and Parshas Veschanan who also explains this Medrash. And the Medrash says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai asked Rav Elazar bar Rav Yosi, he said, what's the pshat? Over here, it starts off, he says, Efshe shamata miyavicha, from your father Rav Yosi. Why does it say Atara Sha'itraloi Ima, his mother? So he says, Mashal for a Melech, Shahayaloi Bas, he had a daughter. He loved her so much and he used to call her Biti. And then, Loizaz Michava Shakara Chaisi, he loved her even more, he eventually called her my sister. And then, Imamish loved her so much, he called her Imi, my mother. So that's why throughout Shir Hashirim we have different Lashainas. There's Achaisi, there's Biti, there's Imi. So what's the Pshat? So the end of the Medrash says, Amr Rav Shimon Yochai v'nashko ha-roshay. He was so happy with his pshat, Rav Shimon Yochai kissed him on his head. So the guy explains as follows. And he says like this. So in the second pshat, he says a little bit more bo'arichus. And he says like this. He says that Chazal tell us the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a person is as follows. When a person sells something, it's a medrash in the beginning of Parshas Truma, HaMoicher Atzev, he's sad because he had to sell his thing. The Lekeach, Leah gets it, he's happy because he acquired something. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that, says the medrash. He gave us the Torah, and he's still besimcha, he's still very happy, even though he sold us the Torah. So says the guy in Kasha, Ein HaMashal Daimel HaNimshal. What's the mashal? When you sell something, you don't have the chafetz anymore. So of course you're sad. But by Torah, Hashem could still learn Torah. He gave us the Torah, but that doesn't mean he lost the Torah. So the nidain is not daima to the mashal is not daima to the nimshal. So explains the guy in as follows. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Afsha Isik Batira Oimer Halacha B'Shem Basar V'Dam. A peladic thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he gave us the Torah, but Psak Halacha, he gave over to Klal Yisrael. Adkele Tekach, they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you paskin over there by Parah Aduma? And he said, Elezer B'ni Oimer, my son Eliezer paskins like this. Or Rabbi by Tsaras also, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni over there also, he says that he paskin tahar, and eventually Abaskal came and said he was right. So you see, says the Gain, that hachra in halacha was given over to the people. So he says like this, ha'inyan, he says, el yoinim tzrichim letachtainim. El Yainim always need Tachtainim. Ka'inyan, and he explains, like a father. A man cannot be Mailid without a wife, without a mother. So what happens? Ha'ov Mazriya Tipa, Sheboy Klal Kala Adam Anoilad. The father is Mazriya, the Tipa that has in it all of about the child that's going to be born. V'yacharkak b'mei imoy nifrotim tzarech evarim. And where does it grow, and where does it be turn into its form in the mother. Came in Hashemayim. Tal and Matar fall to the ground. And Afilu Dogim Shebiyam gain from the Tal and Matar. But Tal and Matar on its own can't produce anything. It's got to go into the ground. And in the ground is where it turns into all the different meaning and all the different things, and it grows. So he says, same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zereyat Tzedakos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael, he says. V'yachar kach matzmiach Yeshua is mina tzadikim. So Hashem sends it down, but then the growth comes from them. So he says like this. He says, V'chein ki lo yotze me'ofer ovin me'adama li'itzmach omo rakim zorim bohim matzmachas. At the same time, it also needs work. It needs cultivation. A person has to work the ground for all of these things to happen. He said, all in Yanei Olam Hazeh, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Siba, He causes it, He provides, He makes sure that all the ingredients are there, but He put in the hands of the person, the Zriya and the Charisha, and all the things to bring it out, that it should taka become something. V'chein inyan HaTorah, says the guy. Shelay nitan lanu kima chaymer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the raw materials. Just he gave a poyel, he says. You give someone, a craftsman, the raw materials, and then he creates what needs to be created. So too, he gave us the Torah, the raw materials, but the creation of Psak Halacha, and how you pass and what you do with that Torah, that he gave her to Tamid Chachamim. Eila Maya De Hashem Asher Tikru Oysam, Atem Afilu Mezidim. Even if we say the wrong day is Rosh Chodesh, it becomes Rosh Chodesh. Because the creation, that's up to us. That's up to us. So he says as follows. And this is now where, in the first pshat, he picks up where it is in the second pshat. He didn't have all this hakdama that I just said. He says there's three madregas, it's in the second shot as well. There's three madregas of a person. There's three times in a person's life. He says the first thing is a person learns Eitzel, his Rebbe. You don't know Torah, you go to your Rebbe, he teaches you. So at that point, you, the person learning, are together Abbas. Abbas receives from her parents. The daughter is a recipient. So he's like a tinuk, yainik, mishteima, a child, like a child who is being yainik, nursing from the mother. He says, then what happens? You graduate, she'ein tzarech l'rabbi. You don't need your rabbi anymore. Now, in the first pshat, when he says this, he writes, harehu kichaver l'rabbi b'chachmasai, kimayach v'achoy she'im hashmiyam zeh l'zeh. He says that he becomes more of an equal, like a Talmud chaver is a friend to his rabbi, like a brother and a sister. Now it sounds like because he learns alone at this point. In the second pshat, he says, "Sheitzach Rabbi v'loymed b'chabura." No one ever learns alone. You still learn with people. You learn b'chabura, but at the same time, it's b'madreg of a sister, more of an equal level. And then the third level is when he finally starts teaching Torah, and he becomes the Rebbe, so then he's the Mashpia like a mother. He becomes like a mother who's Mashpia to her children. Now, he writes like this. He writes, so those are the three things. Those are the three things here in the Pasuk that we said. In the beginning, he starts off calling Biti, and then he starts calling her Achaisi, and eventually he calls her Imi, because this is the Madregas in learning Torah. And the Madregas of learning Torah, again, we're talking about the Talmid Chachamim here. So how do Talmid Chachamim become Talmid Chachamim? So they become Talmid Chachamim, they start off first learning from their Rebbe, then they graduate to learn B'chabura and to be a Talmud Chaver with their Rebbe, and eventually they become the Rebbe and teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. They teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. So he says interesting thing. He says, the Chazal say a lashon, im barer lecha hadavar ke'achaisai emar. There's a lashon in Chazal that they say that if the thing is clear to you and you know it to be true, ke'achaisai. So I think Rashi says over there, it means, let's see if I can find it here quickly, it means that just like you know your sister is usher to you, so you know the Clarkite, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right, so the Pashim Shadda means if you know it klar, like you know that your sister is Usser, so then you could paskin, Emar, you could say it. So the guy over here says, Mishle, he says it like that. Over here he says, Imbar lecha hadavar kachoysoi means to say that you're on the madrega of achoysoi. In order to paskin, you don't have to be a Rebbe teaching Talmidim. You don't have to be the Gadol HaDor teaching Klal Yisrael to paskin. But you can't be a Talmud either. You have to be in the middle level. Achoisai. Im bar lecha adover ka achoisai, you're on that lever of achoisai. So he says, then rashai lohairais. Then you're allowed to paskin. Avaloi mishiesh le rav beir. But the Gemara says, but if you have a Rebbe in the city, so says the guy, what's a Rebbe in the city have to do? So some say it means because if there's a Rav in the city, that means you're not the Rav, so you have to machnia yourself to the Rav of the city. But the guy says, no. What does it mean, Rav beir? Shitzarech le rabbi. If you're still on the lower madrega, where you need your Rebbe, you're still BT, you don't have a right to paskin. You're not holding at that level. But in bar lecha adavar kachaisai, but if you're in the middle level, you're an achaisai, you're a Talmud Chaver with the Rebbe, you're learning mechabura, then you taka kapaskin. But he writes, the top level of Imi, and that top level, that is the level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says things over, b'shem, the person. In other words, that hachra that Hashem will give, will say over halachas b'shem the people, that's from the top level of the Talmud Chacham that's begeder imi of teaching to Klal Yisrael. So that says the Gaon is the pshat over here in this pasuk. So we're telling the Malachim, go out, look at the Talmidei Chachamim, ba'atarashit ichuloi imai. These are the Talmidei Chachamim of ichuloi imai. This is the highest level of Talmidei Chachamim. Remember, we're telling the Malachim to go look, Ru Briya Shebarasi. Look what's going on. Look who I created. I will paskin the way they paskin. I'll say Torah over b'shem them. That's the high level of imai. That's that high level of imai. I gave them that crown. Now, when does this happen? So the Gaon says, "V'yayim chasunasa, v'yayim simchas libay." All of this is a result of two times, like Rashi said. "V'yayim chasunasa," says the Gaon, "zeh matan Torah." Now, in the second shot, he just ends there. Rashi, we said this numerous times. Rashi Masechta Tainis on this pasuk, the last Mishnah in Tainis. Rashi says, "Zeh matan Torah" is referring to Yom HaKippurim shenitna ba'luchay shnias. We've said this numerous times. But here, the Gaon says, "Zeh matan Torah she'amru nasa v'nishma." Not like Rashi, not like all the Rishonim over there. I don't think that anybody in Masechta Tainis learns that it's referring to nasa v'nishma. But the Gaon is learning that when we talk about the Ashras HaShchina of Talmidei Chachamim and how great they become, so we're talking about, and it makes a lot of sense. Remember, we're comparing the Klal Yisrael to the Malachim. By Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, they became, what did Rabbeinu Shem say? Mi gila raza lebonai, loshin she malachi asharis mishtam shimboi. So when we're talking to the malachi asharis and we want to show them what their competition is, what the Talmidei Chachamim, you can't tell them about Yom Kippur when we served the eagle and we did tshuva and we got back the Torah on Yom Kippur. You got to show something that they relate to. So that's Matan Torah, she'amru Nasa v'Nishma. They're on your level plus. They're muchanim to do you. You're going to say, who me? Who are these people? No, they also say Nasa v'nishma. Just like a Malach says Nasa v'nishma. So therefore, says Rav Rebbe, that's why the guy in here chose not to learn like all the Mefarshim in Masechta Tainis. Because in this Mahalach, it's not, you can't say it refers to Yom Kippur. It's got to refer to something of the Malach HaSharis, Zeh Nasa v'nishma. Uv'yayim simchas liboy, Zeh binyan beis hamigdosh, he says here. In the second pshat, he says binyan hamishkan. And Rav Rebbe says he has to mean that in the first pshat as well. Because again, we're talking about this whole, all these psukim are talking about the Ashras HaShchina on the Mishkan, which comes about through Sanhedrin, comes about through Talmidei Chachamim. So therefore, when the last pasuk says, when is this big simcha of the Talmidei Chachamim? Through the Ashras HaShchina of the Binyan HaMishkan, which was, as the Gaon says, she'oz ha'itza simcha lefanav kiyayim shenivra bo'y shamayim va'aretz, the day that he rested his Shechina here, and it works out very well, because we said in Yaina, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Iker Dira? Iker Dira v'tachtoinim. So, and this is really an Ibn Ezra in Parshas Kisisa, that says that the simcha that was here on the day of the Mishkan, creating the Mishkan, this was really the completion of Briyas Ha'olam. Hashem created this world, so His Shechina should rest here in the Mishkan. She'oz ha'yo ikar ha'nisuin, that's why it's called Yom Simchas Liboy. That was the main Nisuim, Simchas Lev Isha. So you have Yom Chasunasai, but then the ikar Nisuin is Yom Simchas Liboy, is the Ashras HaShechina in the Mishkan. And that is, Baruch Hashem, the end of Perek Gimel, B'siyata Nishmaya.